Okay, just now we have already studied 54 sense sphere consciousness, 12 are unwholesome, 24 are beautiful, and 18 are rootless. Now we come to 5 material sphere consciousness. There are 15 5 material sphere consciousness, 5 are wholesome, 5 are resultant, and 5 are functional. What are the five wholesome, 5 material sphere consciousness? Number one is first jhana. First jhana. Okay, let us read together. Wholesome consciousness, together with initial application, sustained application, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. Okay, enough. So this only can be achieved by those who practice concentration meditation, samatha, samatha bhavana. When you practice, for example, anapana, first you concentrate on the breath. When the concentration become good, the nimitta will appear. First is a gray color, then change to white color, then change to transparent, like morning star. So at that time, your mind absorb into this transparent or transparent nimitta. Then you achieve first jhana. At that moment, this first jhana consciousness arise in the mental stream. Okay. From first jhana, you proceed to second jhana. Okay, please read the second jhana. Wholesome consciousness, together with sustained application, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. So you remove, second jhana, remove initial application of mind. So only 4 jhana factors remain. Then you proceed to third jhana. Wholesome consciousness, together with joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. Third jhana, remove sustained application. Then you proceed to fourth jhana. Wholesome consciousness, together with happiness and one-pointedness. So fourth jhana, remove joy. In this fourth jhana, Buddha say this, the happiness in the fourth jhana surpass all mundane happiness. That's why people sometimes get very attached to jhana, because that happiness is very, it surpass all mundane happiness. Number fifth, wholesome consciousness together with equanimity and one-pointedness. So here, happiness is removed but replaced by equanimity. Okay. After, when a person practice this jhana and maintain it, for example, you practice, you achieve first jhana, and you can maintain it up to your dying moment. So during your dying moment, you still can enter into jhana. Then you will be reborn in 5 material sphere, the first jhana plane. When you reborn in the 5 material sphere, first jhana plane, your rebirth consciousness is number one. Please read. Resultant consciousness, together with initial application, sustained application, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. So this one become the rebirth consciousness in Brahma world, in the first jhana. Okay. And the second 3, 4, 5 same. Resultant consciousness is the rebirth consciousness for those Brahma who reborn in the second jhana plane, and so on. Okay. So this five material sphere resultant consciousness are the rebirth consciousness for Brahma. Thus, they cannot arise in human beings. We cannot have this 5 material sphere resultant consciousness. We only can have wholesome consciousness when you are now. Now, if you achieve jhana, your mind is wholesome. Your mind is in 5 material sphere wholesome consciousness, not resultant. Resultant only appear or arise in Brahma world. Okay. The next one is also another 5 material sphere functional consciousness. This belong to those arahant who have jhana only. So it's also not our concern, okay? Now we come to immaterial sphere. There are 12 immaterial sphere This 12 can be divided into 3. 4 are wholesome, 4 are resultant, and 4 are functional. What are the 4 wholesome? So, when you achieve jhana, anybody who want to go to arupa jhana, immaterial sphere jhana, they must practice kasina, 10 kasinas. So after you practice, for example, earth kasina, first you practice earth kasina, then you enter into 4th jhana. After that, you emerge from the 4th jhana, you try to reflect the thought of this body. Because of this body, we are subject to attack. We are always afflicted by different types of sickness because of this body. So you reflect the thought of the body, then you develop the intention to develop a type of jhana without body, without materiality. That's arupa jhana. Then after that, you try to concentrate on the earth kasina. Earth kasina, then you find the space in the earth kasina. When you can find the space in the earth kasina, then the earth will be removed. Then the space remain. Then you concentrate on the space, then you enter into base, the fourth immaterial jhana of base of infinite space. That's first immaterial jhana. Okay, number one, please read. Wholesome consciousness pertaining to the base of infinite space. Then from there you proceed to another arupa jhana. Number two, wholesome consciousness pertaining to the base of consciousness. Number three,
wholesome consciousness
pertaining to the base of nothingness. Number four,
wholesome consciousness pertaining to the base of neither perception nor perception.
Okay. This four immaterial sphere wholesome consciousness has only two jhana factors, equanimity and one-pointedness. Either number one, two, three, four, only have same jhana factors, equanimity and one-pointedness, but their object is different. Number one takes infinite space. Number two takes base of consciousness. That is jhana consciousness of infinite space. And so on. Okay. Now we come to four immaterial sphere resultant consciousness. These are resultant consciousness. They only can be found in arupa world, on top arupa world. They cannot be found in rupa world or human world or deva world, because they are the rebirth consciousness for Brahma in arupa world. Okay. Next, for immaterial sphere functional consciousness. This only belongs to arahant who have immaterial jhana. Some arahant have no jhana. Some arahant have fine material jhana, but no immaterial sphere jhana. But this one only for those arahant who have immaterial jhana. Now we have finished 54 sense sphere, 15 fine material sphere, and 12 immaterial sphere. Now we come to 8 supramundane. This 8 supramundane can be divided into 4. There's 4 path and 4 friction. Why is called supramundane? In Pali, we call Lokuttara. Loka Uttara. Lokuttara. Loka means the world of 5 aggregate of clinging. Uttara means go beyond. So supramundane consciousness go beyond the 5 aggregates of clinging. So there are 4. 4 are wholesome path. What are they? Please read. Stream entry, once returning, non-returning, and arahant. And the 4 resultant fruition. Stream entry, once returning, non-returning, and arahant. So this 4 8 supramundane consciousness.